Lovely. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jonathan. So could you start by explaining what do the high levels of redundancies caused by COVID-19 mean for the older members of the workforce?
Yeah, I mean, the key thing here is whether redundancy is actually going to be retirement for them. But there's a number of things that they need to think about as to whether they should retire. And the obvious one being, can they afford to retire? And there's a number of things really that they need to think about. First one is, well, how much savings have they got? How much have they got in pension savings or indeed other savings? But also, what are their costs likely to be as they go through into retirement? And I guess the key thing is that there's some good news and some bad news in all of that, really. The good news is that often people don't need quite as much money in retirement as maybe they think they do. And the reason for that is because there are costs that you have when you're working that you don't have when you're retired. So the obvious ones are things like you're not making pension contributions anymore from your salary because you've retired. You won't be paying national insurance anymore. Often you won't have things like travel to work or, you know, buying lunches and all that kind of stuff. But on the other hand, if you're going into retirement slightly earlier than perhaps you would have hoped for because of redundancy, then you could end up being in retirement for many years. You could be there for 25, 30 years. So clearly that's a long time to generate an income. Also, because it's maybe unexpected, the redundancy, you may still have debt, you know, whether that be mortgage or other debts. So again, you may need to think about paying those off with some of those savings before you think about how you're going to generate an income in retirement. So I would say, you know, can you afford to retire? That is really the key questions. And those are some of the things that you need to kind of really work through.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to think about perhaps the older members of the workforce, because I think initially people think, at the moment, COVID-19, obviously a lot of people are losing their jobs and a lot of young people aren't able to get jobs. But I think it's just as important to talk about the older generation and going into retirement early, as you've just said. So if you are made redundant and you are considering retirement, what do you need to think about?
Well, I think the key thing is to understand what savings you have. So a lot of people don't really take too much notice as to how much money have they got in their pension. And, of course, a lot of people might have multiple pensions because over their career they may have had various jobs and therefore accumulated various pensions. And those pensions could be different types as well. So it's important to understand what type they are. You know, are they what's called a final salary scheme, which means effectively you're going to get a guaranteed income from them, or are they what's called a defined contribution scheme, which means you've got a pot of money which could go up or down in value, and you need to do something with it to generate an income in retirement. You might have other savings as well. You know, you might have things like ISAs, for example, or other savings in a bank account. So all of that also needs to be taken into account. And the other thing that people should really think about is also their state pension, because even though they might be now retiring before state pension age, they can still actually go onto the government website and get a state pension forecast. And that can really help in their planning as well, because if they are retiring a bit earlier than they thought, actually what they might be doing is using more of their savings in the earlier years. And then when they get to state pension age, then some of those savings in terms of income can be replaced by the state pension when they're able to draw it. So all of that needs to be really understood in the round.
Absolutely. And going on from that, what steps can be taken to help with this, with those things you've just listed?
Yeah, so I think they should try and get help from sources and there's various places they can go to get that. So for a start, their employer might be able to help them. A lot of employers, particularly when people are facing redundancy combined with what could be retirement, there are a lot of employers out there that will help. So go to your employer, I would say, is a first step. I would also say they might want to go and talk to people like PensionWise. So PensionWise are the government-backed organisation to help people with their retirement questions. So again, they can have a look at their website, and in fact, they have a helpline as well, so they can talk to somebody. Also, I would say things like going and getting regulated advice is really important, because with regulated advice, even though sometimes people worry about it because it will cost them money up front, most evidence shows that actually people are ultimately better off because they get a better retirement plan if they take that regulated advice. So sometimes a bit of money invested up front is worth it.
Absolutely. And finally then, where can listeners go for more information on this?
So I would definitely go and look at the FCA, the Financial Conduct Authority website. And I would get people to look at that for two reasons. One is because they will be able to find registered financial advisors if they want to go down that route. But also because if they are thinking about retiring and they're talking and they're thinking about investing their money, or they've been approached by someone, the FCA website will also have something called Scam Smart, because as a lot of your listeners may know, there are a lot of scammers out there. And so if you're dealing with someone, you can go onto the FCA website and it will list and give information about scams. So that would reduce your chances, hopefully, of getting scammed. So that would be another place. And also I would urge them to go to the gov.uk site just to get their state pension forecast, just so they have an idea of what they will get when they get to state pension age.